Okay, as promised, it is time to lace it up. We're going to get in the layup line and talk some NBA. And I am very excited about our next guest as his Indiana Pacers are off to a very fast start. They are 10-1 right now, and they have made quite an impression in the month of November and in the first 3 weeks of the season. And I guess, you know what, we really should not be surprised with the Pacers and Frank Vogel's team because they pushed Miami to 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they continue to prove that they are a legitimate, they're a serious threat, and they're certainly playing with a sense of urgency, and they've got that stifling defense. Well, our go-to guy, he is going to get us set and ready and talk about the Indiana Pacers, of course, is the legendary Bobby Slick Leonard. It is such a pleasure to have you on at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.
Well, thank you.
Well, we are looking forward to kind of reliving some of your memories and going into your storehouse from your life as a player at Indiana, also as a coach with the Pacers, and now an announcer. But I want to start our conversation off by having you provide some insight and perspective on what's going on, because it has been an amazing start to the 2013-2014 season.
Well, I'll tell you, they're really playing well. And I think you hit it on the head. Their defense, their team defense, really carries them, and when they're on their game and they're really physical, then they're tough to beat.
Well, Bobby, you know, defense really has clearly been the primary generator, and you start looking at the numbers. I mean, they speak for themselves. I mean, Indiana's at the top of the NBA. 86.3 is the average points that the Pacers are allowing opponents all season long, and I guess you really got to give credit to Dan Burke, their longtime Pacers assistant, right?
Oh, Danny Burke. He's a great guy, that guy, I'll tell you. You know, but he and I talk a lot, and, you know, we have the same philosophy. You know, defense and rebounding is still the name of the game, because there's going to be nights where you don't shoot the ball well. But if your defense and rebounding's there, you can stay in a ball game and give yourself a chance to win.
Well, that's so true, and I have to ask you, Bobby, you know, you've been a part of the league for such a long time. How would you compare the Pacers' defense? How would you compare this team's defensive devotion from teams in the past?
Well, I think the 2000 team under Larry Bird, when Larry Bird was coaching,
mm-hmm.
Those two ball clubs, you know, I've been with the Pacers since they started back in 67. But I would say that 2000 team and this ball club are the best we've had since we came into the NBA.
The great Bobby Slick Leonard is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his Indiana Pacers. And, you know, just a moment ago, we were talking about even Dan Burke. And I wanted to ask you, you said you've had a chance to have some conversations with him. And I'm always wondering, you know, about people or coaches' defensive philosophy. Who has influenced Coach Burke the most in terms of with his defensive concepts and the coaches that he spent the most time around?
Well, you know, Danny, you know, you've got to be hard-nosed to be a good defender. And Danny's a pretty tough guy. I'm trying to think just off the top of my head. He's good friends with the coach down at Miami.
Okay. Eric Spoelstra, yeah.
Yeah, him and Eric are good friends. And, you know, he came up and when you talk basketball, that's what he talks. He loves guys that want to defend.
Well, he certainly does. And, you know, when you have guys on your roster like a rim protector like Roy Hibbert, you've got a George Hill, Paul George, Danny Granger. I mean, what has been so remarkable about this team is they have all the key components to really make a run at a title. But now in the offseason, they were so aggressive, and now they have that depth with Luis Scola and acquiring him from Phoenix.
Yeah, Louis, bringing him in has really been a big plus for us so far. Because that way we can rest, you know, certain people, and he's a good guy coming off the bench, which is unusual for him because he's always been a starter. But coming off the bench, he's done a good job so far.
He really has. Bobby Slick Leonard, we're talking about his Indiana Pacers right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I wanted to get your impressions, too, as we quickly, we're going to move ahead here and reflect on your amazing career in the NBA. But what are your thoughts as far as with Roy Hibbert? I mean, he continues to impress. It seems like he just has steady progress each and every year. And he is a big reason why they are so good defensively. Did you anticipate he would be this good coming out of Georgetown?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When he started out, Roy finally, a year or so ago, he got much more physical, and it's changed his game a lot. But he, you know, he's worked at it, and his shot blocking has really become a factor. So I don't know. I think the coach at Georgetown thought that Roy would be really good in the NBA, but he was right. Because Roy's really turned into a nice player.
Well, he really has turned into a nice player, and I know that I've already got my calendar, Bobby, marked for when the Pacers, when you guys are going to square up against the Heat, and it's going to be on a Tuesday night, December the 10th. They will be there in Indiana at the Heat at the Pacers, and then, of course, you guys will travel to Miami on the 18th, and that certainly is going to be a compelling matchup, to say the least, and I know one that you are definitely looking forward to. Am I right?
Oh, I can't. You know, that's the big matchup. Of course, there's four or five ball clubs, maybe a half a dozen ball clubs in the mix that could win the NBA championship. But I think Miami's going to get a bigger challenge this year than they've ever had.
What's your thoughts about what you're seeing in the Eastern Conference? You know, it seems like there's been so much attention directed towards just the depth, the parity within the Western Conference. But when you look overall at all the teams in the Eastern Conference, what do you see there?
Well, I'm really a little bit surprised with the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
They're not off to a good start. And, you know, when you look at at least their starting five, all those guys have been on the All-Star team. And they had, of course, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce got a little age on them, and maybe it's starting to tell. I don't know, but... They've gotten off to a slow start. The Knicks have gotten off to a very slow start. So right now, Chicago looks pretty good. Chicago looks good. Pacers look good. And Miami looks good. And the Knicks and the Nets are going to be playing catch-up.
Well, I know that, Bobby, you don't travel with the team at this point in juncture in your career, but how about the Pacers' win on the road in overtime? I mean, Paul George, he was terrific, and to come away with a win on the road at Madison Square Garden, that's not easy, and that certainly continues to give you guys and energize you guys.
Well, anytime you walk into Madison Square Garden, especially with Carmelo Anthony and the ball club that they have now, and we were in the... We were in the playoffs against them last spring, and that was really a big win. And of course, Paul was fantastic, you know, coming up with 35 big ones.
Oh, he did.
And all of them were critical. They were critical shots down the wire and in the overtime. He was sensational. So you know that's a big win. I mean, you're 10-1. We're going into Boston. And things are looking pretty good.
They certainly are, and they have all the key players. You know, we've already talked about them and highlighted them with Roy Hibbert, Paul George, Danny Granger, George Hill. But what is your assessment of the job that Frank Vogel has done during his time there at Indiana and how he's been able to kind of just, you know, orchestrate and to bring it all together? Give us your take on him. I know that you've covered a number of coaches throughout the years, but what's your impression of Frank?
Well, there's never going to be a more positive guy than Frank Vogel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he is so upbeat all the time. He's got good assistants. Frank really knows the game. He's done a great job. There's just no question about it. He's done a great job. And he's such a good guy. I just want the best for him. You know, he's off to a great start in his coaching career, and I hope it continues for him for many, many years to come.
We were talking to the legend Bobby Slick Leonard, talking about his Indiana Pacers, and right now we're getting ready to share about just your fascinating life, your journey in basketball. You have a brand new book that is out. It is titled Boom Baby, My Basketball Life in Indiana. And all I have to say, Bobby, is I don't know how in the world did you put this in and compile this into 300 pages, because I know you probably could have made it into a 500-page book. I mean, it has just been an incredible journey, and I know the game of basketball has given you so much. What has it meant to you?
Well, you know, a basketball... That is, the book is probably a 75-year journey, as going all the way back when I was a kid. But the big things are you hit on the highlights, you know, the way you came up. And, of course, I've been very fortunate. My years at IU were great years, those 4 years. We probably were the only team, maybe in IU history, that should have won back-to-back championships. We won the NCAA championship in 1953, mm-hmm. and should have won it in 1954. We were rated number one in the country, and we got upset on a controversial call by Notre Dame. But those 4 years, and of course, that's where I met my wife in 1950.
Uh-huh.
And we'll soon be married... 60 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
So,
yeah.
Those are 4 years. You know, I tell kids, I said, you know, one of these days down the road, you're going to look back at your high school and your college, and you're going to realize that those years, those four in high school and four in college, were eight of the greatest years in your life.
Well, they really were. So let's relive some of those memories. You were talking about leading Indiana to that 1953, that NCAA title. Share with us, and even for the younger listeners that are tuning in, I mean, what was it like to play under Branch McCracken's, those Hurrying Hoosiers? I mean, what was it like to play for such a legendary coach?
Well, you and I have been talking about defense and rebounding, and that was the strength of Branch McCracken.
Okay.
We full-court pressure, rebounding, and the fast break. And that's why they called us the Hurrying Hoosiers. And if we didn't have the fast break, if the defense was back, then we ran a very simple offense. And I think it's the way the game, the years that I coached, that's pretty much the way I coached it. You can't get into a bunch of set plays and everything. You've got to make things simple. And that's Branch McCracken. He was just a great guy. He was a great guy, a father to me, like coaches should be to kids coming in from high school. But he was a great basketball coach. Unfortunately, there wasn't that much TV. There wasn't that much television when Branch was coaching, or he would have been a household name all around the country.
You know, Bobby, you were the head coach of the Pacers for 12 years. Was he a source of inspiration for you to and created that desire in you to want to be a coach?
Well, my high school coach and my and Branch, I don't know, they saw something in me that I had the leadership ability and the things it took to be a coach. So they were inspirations to me. Yes, the answer to that is yes.
You're listening to the voice of Bobby Slick Leonard. This is such a special interview this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are talking to an NBA legend with the Indiana Pacers. And I have to ask you, with all the years that you've been a part of the league and covering the game, can you share with us, Bobby, just what's your impression is of how much the game has changed? I mean, this year we're seeing in the NBA an influx, the highest amount of international players that have come into the game. They're changing the game, helping it evolve, taking it to a new level. Just what's your thoughts on just how far the game has come?
Well, the game has come a long way. Now, I don't think there's a fast break in the NBA today. As good as the Boston Celtics had back when I was playing against them with Bob Cousy,
uh-huh.
and Sam Jones and Bill Russell. But the thing is, there are more when I broke into the NBA with the Minneapolis Lakers, there were 8 teams. Well, now there's 30. And there are more good basketball players than there were then. These guys today, the athleticism and everything. So it's changed. I think the simple things in the game are still there, but I think the athletes are better.
Well, Bobby Slick Leonard has been joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can hear his collection of all of his stories or check those out. You can go online and pick up a copy of his book. It is titled Boom Baby, My Basketball Life in Indiana. Congratulations on that. We definitely would love to have you back on the show again. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.